Tarnow. The princes of Ostrog received the town of Tarnow as a result of the marriage of Vasil Konstantin and Sofia Tarnowska. Initially, Sofia's brother, young Krzysztof, inherited the town. In 1567, after his death, Tarnow passed to the Ostrog Principality. However, the lateral line of the Tarnow family did not accept this fact. The confrontation between the clans reached the point of military conflict. Only after the intervention of the king, Vasil Konstantin managed to return the town to his possession. The prince rebuilt the castle, which had been almost completely destroyed during the military battles, often visited it, and invited guests of the king and his retinue. In 1576, Stephen Bathory visited the castle. Later, Prince Janusz Ostrogski lived in the castle for a long time and was even buried in the walls of the Tarnow family tomb, namely at the Tarnow church. Unfortunately, in the 18th century, Prince Janusz Aleksander Sanguszko, who was the heir of the Ostrog estates, allowed the castle to be dismantled into building materials. Today we can only witness the remains of the foundations. During his lifetime, Janusz Ostrogski commenced building a grand memorial in the Tarnow Cathedral for himself and his first wife, Susanna Sereda. The tombstone was erected in the period from 1612 to 1624 by an architect, Wilhelm van den Blocke, and the sculptor Jan Hans Pfister. In the center of the composition of the monument, Jan Pfister placed sculptures of Prince Janusz with his wife kneeling at the altar and asking God for the salvation of their souls. The sculptor interpreted them realistically and with great portrait resemblance. It included many allegorical sculptures – faith, hope, justice, and courage – which reflect the virtues of Janusz and his wife, and glorified the family of the Ostrog princes. Tarnow was an iconic town for the family of the Ostrog princes. During the division of the principality between the brothers Janusz and Aleksander, only Ostrog and Tarnow were divided in half. The other settlements were divided by the princes without tearing them into pieces.